Ukraine is still ready to continue negotiations with Moscow, which have stalled since the discovery of atrocities in Bucha and other areas near Kyiv, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said. We are ready to fight and to look in parallel to end this war through diplomacy, Zelensky said at a press conference with the Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer. More than 4.4 million Ukrainian refugees have fled their country since Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered an invasion on February 24th, the UN Refugee Agency says. 90% of those who have fled Ukraine are women and children, as the Ukrainian authorities do not allow men of military age to leave. Evacuations resumed from the town in eastern Ukraine, where a missile strike killed 52 people at a railway station as civilians fled a feared Russian offensive. Zelensky described Russia as an evil with no limits after the attack, and called for a firm global response. U.S. President Joe Biden accused Russia of being behind the attack, calling it a horrific atrocity, while France's foreign minister deemed it a crime against humanity. Russia's defense ministry accused Kyiv of the attack, saying it wanted to use fleeing residents as a human shield to defend the positions of Ukraine's armed forces. Meantime, the EU is to discuss its support for war crimes probes in Ukraine in meetings over the next 2 days with the International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor, the European Commissioner says. Karim Khan of the Hague-based court is to meet EU foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell on Sunday in Luxembourg, then take part in a meeting of EU foreign ministers in the city on Monday. This is VOA News, and here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. In Sri Lanka, tens of thousands pour into Colombo in one of the biggest demonstrations of the South Asian country has seen in years, demanding the resignation of President Gotabaya Rajapaksa over the island's worsening economic crisis. France prepares for the first round of presidential polls projected to produce a runoff rematch between President Emmanuel Macron and far-right leader Marine Le Pen that will be far tighter than their duel 5 years ago. China is battling its biggest spike in coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic, with millions under lockdown, makeshift hospitals being built, and the health system feeling the pressure. Israeli security forces raid the Flashpoint West Bank district of Jenin, killing a Palestinian and wounding others after vowing there would be no limits to curb surging violence. Saudi Arabia announces it will permit 1 million Muslims from inside and outside the country to participate in this year's Hajj, a sharp uptick after pandemic restrictions forced 2 years of drastically pared down pilgrimages. Hong Kong's former number two official John Lee on Saturday formally declared his candidacy for the upcoming leadership election, entering the race for chief executive viewed by many as Beijing's preferred candidate. Lee said at an online news conference that he would stand for the election on May 8th after the Chinese government approved his resignation, which he submitted last week as the city's chief secretary for administration. A British man and French teenager are rescued 3 days after going missing while diving in Malaysia, police say, as hopes fade for finding the body of the man's son, a teenager who died at sea. India will offer booster doses of COVID-19 vaccine to all adults from Sunday, although free third doses will be limited to frontline workers and those older than 60 who get them at government centers. Moderna said it was recalling nearly 765,000 doses of its COVID-19 vaccine in Europe that were made by its contract manufacturer Rovi after a vial was found contaminated by a foreign body. No safety issues have been identified, Moderna says, about the lots that were distributed in Norway, Poland, Portugal, Spain, and Sweden in January. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, reporting for VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.